Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
A $700 million Amazon pledge, credit card hackers, and more news. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. Amazon makes an expensive pledge to its workers, a hacker group hits 17,000 domains, and butt plugs are being used for scientific research. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Today's headlines. Amazon pledged $700 million to teach its workers to code. This morning, Amazon announced a $700 million initiative to retrain U.S. employees for high-skill, mostly technical jobs for the next 6 years. The initiative serves as a way for the company to bolster its image with U.S. workers, but the effectiveness of the training remains to be seen. One notable absence, even after thousands of its own employees criticized the company for courting oil companies and not implementing sustainability measures, Amazon says the initiative won't cover training focused on sustainable energy or other climate-related jobs. A card-skimming hacker group hit 17,000 domains and counting. You may not have heard of MageCart, but think of them as the credit card skimmers of the web. Thanks to companies' poor cloud security hygiene, the group has managed to hit 17,000 domains in the past few months alone. While MageCart is focused on credit card numbers, it's also not hard to imagine another hacker group using the same methods for even worse crimes. Cocktail conversation. There's a new hot device being used in the field of sex research that might come as a surprise. Butt plugs. It turns out cobbling together an orgasm detector that works for everyone is a tall task. But with a butt plug turned research device, sex researchers have found a way to uniformly measure the physiology of orgasms. Wired recommends Google sales. Next week is Amazon Prime Day, and Google isn't having it. So it's having a sale of its own on Google and Nest devices, and Wired rounded up the best deals. News you can use. Which Amazon Fire tablet is best for you?